Yeah, definitely. I came in late nights and kind of looked over some of the stuff that we put in so far, and feels good to look at stuff and you actually know what's going on.
What's the biggest difference that you've noticed so far between the Houston playbook and this one?
It's a little different terminology. I mean, it's the same route concept, same things like that, but just the way they say it, it's just a little different terminology.
How would you, I guess, describe your skill set for those who don't know you?
I don't try to put myself in a certain type of box or category. I feel that I'm a receiver. I can play outside, play inside, but mostly I play inside. Have a little quickness, a little speed, and, you know, just pretty good at running different type of routes.
The way that this offense uses the slot receiver, specifically, you know, in this team, the Patriots, it's been a really productive spot. Is that encouraging to see how many opportunities those guys get?
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's very a slot-friendly offense, and it's exciting to go out and knowing you may get maybe 8 to 10 targets in a game, and it feels good. And I just want to come in and just show what I can do and just do my job, really.
Are there any guys that are here now? I guess Keyshawn, you played with Keyshawn before. Has he helped you get acclimated?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it carries over from Houston because I got claimed like week one off of waivers there, and Keyshawn was a guy that kind of helped me, even though we were competing for the same position. No, he's a real good guy on and off the field, and he helped me adjust, and even here, guys like D.A. and Keyshawn, they're doing the same thing.
Have they given you any sort of idea of how you might be used in this offense?
No, not really. I mean, it's the first day of practice today, so we'll go out and see today. I'm just trying to go out there and compete and do the best I can.
When you were at Tulsa, you got a lot of carries. Was that mostly on jet sweeps, or were you out of the backfield as well?
It was mostly jet sweeps. I got some out of the backfield, but that's some things that I can do that I did at that level. I actually did it in Philadelphia when I was there also. And I think I could do a little bit of that if asked to.
Speaking of the Philadelphia experience, you had a chance to practice with the Patriots, against the Patriots. What was that experience like? What impressions did that leave on you about this organization?
It was cool. I mean, just to go out and to see the way that they go about their business, very, very professional. When we practiced against them and I was in Philly, I actually kind of strained my hamstring at the time, so I got the time to sit on the side and actually watch and cover from a different perspective, getting to watch. And it just was excited. Actually, it was my first time actually seeing the Patriots in person. So, I mean, it was kind of exciting for me.
Damaris, you had some production last year, if I saw right, about 31 receptions. I'm curious why you think it's been so hard to get signed, you know, with someone with that production, and what you've heard as to why, you know, why that was the case.
When I was in Houston, I guess they just, you know, they wanted a bigger slot position. I came in, I did everything that I thought I needed to do. It just didn't work out there, and I'm just grateful for the opportunity that I got here.
You might have been asked this before, I apologize. Was the workout over the weekend the first time you were here, or had the Patriots brought you in prior to that?
No, that was the first time I worked out.
Did you have quite a few around the league?
Yeah, actually I had about 4 workouts before that, but I was very excited about this one.
Can you explain what it's like when you've proven yourself in this league? As Mike said, you had production last year, and you go to a workout, you wait for the phone to ring again, and it doesn't with that particular team. What's that like? How do you get past that?
Yeah, it was kind of crazy. I mean, I came, I had a good workout. I actually went back to the hotel because they were meeting and talking about it, and same thing I did at other workouts. And, you know, I thought I did pretty good, and I got that call at other workouts. I was like, okay, we're going to send you back, and I'm like, okay. And I actually got the call this time, and I kind of was expecting the same thing, not really doubting myself, but just, you know, not really knowing what to expect. And they said that they wanted to sign me, and, you know, I was real excited, and it just felt good just to know that, you know, somebody actually acknowledged what you have done and what you can do, and it just felt good.
Damaris, what have you been doing? You said, you know, you kind of been sitting waiting for a little while. Where were you? Were you working out?
Yeah, I definitely was working out. I'm from New Orleans, about 20 minutes out. I've been working out at my high school mainly. A lot of guys I played with in high school, they're coaching there now and stuff. So I go and work out with those guys and do routes with the receivers and kind of, you know, talk to them, but not really try to step on anybody's toes like the coaches or anything. So I just kind of go in and do routes and stuff with them individual and kind of do my own thing once they get into a team workout.
How was that for you? What was it like working out with high school guys, being back at your high school? Was it?
It was great because I go to every off season. I'm always there, so it wasn't nothing new. Like, oh, he's here. it's kind of regular. They don't even notice me. Kind of, I'm a small stature guy, so if somebody just walking, I kind of fit in with those guys anyway.
Demaryius, haven't been in Philly for a year with Deion Lewis. Do you have any relationship with him? And is he a guy you talked to before you came out here to work out?
I haven't talked to him before I came out here, but we always keep in touch. We always talk. When I got there my rookie year, Deion was there. And, you know, we kind of had the same traits and things like that. And, you know, we got along really good off the field. So we formed that bond. And I didn't talk to him when I came in. I actually saw him come in the locker room, and he kind of saw me. And I was like, yeah, man, I'm here. And that seemed pretty cool, though.
Demaryius or Demaryius?
Demaryius.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Thank you.